Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
For the peace of Jerusalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
For for the peace of Jerusalem pray. Peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you rose from the dead, Lord Jesus, you formed the church into your new body and made of it the new Jerusalem, united in your spirit. Give us peace in our day. Make all nations come to your church to share your gifts in fellowship, that they may render you thanks without end and come to your eternal city.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Oh, let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchman for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Listen with compassion to our prayers, Lord. The forgiveness of sins is yours. Do not look on the wrong we have done, but grant us your merciful kindness.
From the morning watch until night, I have waited trustingly for the Lord. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus.
A reading from 2 Peter. We possess the prophetic message as something altogether reliable. Keep your attention closely fixed on it, as you would on a lamp shining in a dark place, until the first streaks of dawn appear and the morning star rises in your hearts. First, you must understand this. There is no prophecy contained in Scripture which is a personal interpretation. Prophecy has never been put forward by man's willing it. It is rather that men, impelled by the Holy Spirit, have spoken under God's influence. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
His splendor reaches far beyond the heavens.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast which a woman took and kneaded into 3 measures of flour until all the dough had risen.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast which a woman took and kneaded into 3 measures of flour until all the dough had risen.
Everyone who waits for the Lord finds joy. Now we pray to him.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
Faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, you washed away our sins in your blood.
Make us always remember your wonderful works.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
You called men to be heralds of your good news.
Make them strong and faithful messengers of your kingdom.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
King of peace, send your spirit on the leaders of the world.
Turn their eyes toward the poor and suffering.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
Protect and defend those who are discriminated against because of race, color, class, language, or religion,
that they may be accorded the rights and dignity which are theirs.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
May all who died in your love share in your happiness.
With Mary, our mother, and all your holy ones.
Look on us with favor, Lord, and hear us.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.